Likely voters say they're dissatisfied with their two choices. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more on the poll.
It's Harris 49% among likely voters, Trump 46, margin of error 2%. Voters split on whether Harris would shake things up in a good way, a bad way, or leave things the same. More people think Trump would make things worse than better.
A New York Times Siena poll finds a virtual tie between the two in all seven battleground states. Today, the vice president has multiple events in Michigan, while Trump will be in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. Six people in Oklahoma were taken to hospitals after severe thunderstorms and at least one reported tornado overnight. None of the injuries were life-threatening. There are also more than 70,000 power outages. Four people died, 17 were hurt when a semi-truck crashed into backed-up traffic on I-76 in Michigan. This is AB.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to the Hawkeyes on a rainy night in Iowa City. The final 42-10 in favor of Iowa. Wisconsin heads into a bye week with a record of 5-4. Baseball, the Brewers making roster moves. Starting pitcher Freddy Peralta will be back next season, but right-hander Colin Ray and catcher Gary Sanchez will not. NBA, the Bucks hoping to snap their losing streak at home, but lost to the Cavaliers, 114-113. The Bucks are now 1-5. Giannis on what went wrong.
Oh, it comes to the little things. I think there was a lot of possession. We got to figure out the ways to play faster, get more shots up, get some second chances, dive on the ball, get some extra possessions. But I'm happy, you know, with the threes that we shot. We shot 38 threes. Last game we shot 42 threes. This game, 38 threes. We got to keep on keeping that number up just to give ourselves a chance to win the game. That's pretty much it.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A soggy Sunday on the way as showers move in. Highs in the middle 50s, gusty southeast winds, up around 20 and 25. For tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. More shower chances on Monday, highs in the mid-60s.
Right now, it's 48. At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the star. Does anybody really know what time it is? See, I got to write that down. That's very profound. It's all about time. First Sunday of November. Daylight saving time is over, so what does that imply? We're wasting it now? I don't get it. Time. What a topic. I went to a parochial school, and one day the church pastor said, I know what time is. Just don't ask me, then I don't know what it is. Come on, nobody knows. Is it a force? I don't think it exists. We live by it. We can feel it in our lives and our heartbeat. Some people say it's only the progress of things that are happening. But without it, we couldn't contemplate our universe, could we? The concept of time. Go ahead, try to describe it. Yeah, see what I mean? I'm Lou Regani, and the time around here, coming up to 7:09. I will be on till high noon over WRJN, and that's the origination. But we're all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. More on that as we progress. Oh, Einstein, yeah. Remember him? He had an example. Said it's possible to time travel. I don't know if time exists. I mean, sure, it exists, but what? What is it? Yeah, go ahead. You can't define it. But I'll tell you about time travel. After Vic Damone, the music of the stars.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. Out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about time travel. It's got to do with the theory of relativity. Let's say, now I'm trying to grasp this myself. Let's say you're on a train going, to San Diego. And you're going at the usual 79 mile an hour Amtrak speed limit. So when you get to San Diego, you're the same age as you were, but everybody else is the tiniest millisecond older. Now, I don't get it. I don't get it either. If you spend a year, here's another example. You spend a year at the top of Mount Everest. You celebrate New Year's 15 microseconds more than someone who has spent a year at sea level because you're closer to space. And the music of the stars. I love the soundtrack. It's Jerry Goldsmith. It's from Basic Instinct. Great picture. Cyndi Lauper, who I've never played ever on the Music of the Stars, did...
But why, boys? Why?
I've made up my mind. I'm going away.
Did a movie, Time After Time.
Then I shall be alone.
That journey into the desert you've spoken of, you will take it alone.
What else can I do?
Once you said to me that peace and happiness might be found there, you gave me hope. And now... Now we have to say goodbye.
The Music of the Stars. It's all about time. 7:19 Central Standard Time.
touch you to imagine this will be the moment when a dream comes true. Just an ordinary day becomes adventure, such sweet adventure I never knew. And life will be such rainbows as I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you, and life will be rainbows as I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you.
Margaret Whiting. This is the theme from Julia. Her dad wrote this. Richard Whiting. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on till high noon central. Oh, there's that time talk again. But it's all around us, isn't it? The concept of, does anybody know what time it is?
Time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see. When the day is through, I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. Thank you.
Tony Bennett. This may be one of the saddest songs ever.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow once upon a time, never comes again.
That's from the movie Pickwick, Broadway show too. Edie Gourmet, one of the best gal singers ever. On the Music of the Stars.
Time was a friend of mine back when I was young, and summer was forever. Something new to learn. Time, I guess you've known us all, the cowards and the kings. Well, you must remember. Story I've told is ending. Time, you're leaving me behind. Feel you moving on as you go on forever.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Concept is time. Doc Severinsen. This is from a horror movie. Called Play Misty for Me. One of Clint Eastwood's early successes. Clint's a big jazz fan, and he included it. My favorite version is Mel Torme, Chris Gunning and the Symphony, The Music of the Stars, 7:34 Central Time.
Skies.
first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. With a happy good morning to our Madison listeners over WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Music of the Stars, Doris Day and Andre Previn, his trio.
Close your eyes, rest your head on my shoulder. Sleep, close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be here by your side. Close your eyes. Dear,
What a fine actress Doris was. Never got an Oscar.
To get your gal to see the light, it takes time. It isn't always love at sight from the first little glance till she's ready for romance. Remember, little man, it takes time. It takes time to make the coffee percolate. It takes time to get your gal to set the date from the first moonlight walk till you get the baby talk. Remember, little man, it takes time. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, they say, not to mention the pyramids and Sphinx. It took old Rip Van Winkle all of 20 years to squeeze the living daylights out of 40 winks. It takes time to turn the winter into spring. It takes time to get the dough, to get the ring from the first little smile till you're walking down the aisle. Remember, little man, it takes time. The coffee percolate. It takes time to get your gal to set the date from the first moonlight walk till you get the baby talk. Remember, little man, it takes time. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, they say, not to mention the pyramids and Sphinx. It took old Rip Van Winkle all of 20 years to squeeze the living daylights out of 40 winks. It takes time to turn the winter into spring. It takes time to get the dough, to get the ring from the first little smile till you're walking down the aisle. Remember, little man, it takes time.
Does it ever? It takes two more days and we'll have all the results here on WRJN. One of my favorite singers, Carol Burnett. I mean it. What a talent. Fortunately, she's still recording. And she did this as a dramatic piece on her fabulous variety show. One of the best things on television ever. This was a big hit in the 60s.
Goodbye, Harry. I wish it could have worked out.
By the time I get to Phoenix, he'll be rising. He'll find the note I left hanging on the door. He'll laugh when he reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left this guy so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, he'll be working. He'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. He'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all.
Okay, I have to explain. The horn is stuck and she's trying to get the car started. And drowned out by that horn. Great, great bit on television. Music of the Stars. Nobody better. She gets on a bicycle. The Music of the Star. It's all about time, folks. 7:47 Central. Jim Webb had the hit on that, didn't he? Next up, London Philharmonic Orchestra with the great voice of Pia Zadora. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Or at 7:52 Central. This is our first year over at WRJN. Today,
the Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Pia Zadora, Steve Lawrence.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time she'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. She will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves
the winner, so nobody loved me. Only peaceful, only happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds are in my favor, something is bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Only peaceful, only happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds were in my favor, something is bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time, maybe this time.
Steve Lawrence. Later, we'll do a tribute to Jack Jones. On the Music of the Stars, thanks for being here. Now, a look at news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Statewide, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.